Hey there, welcome to the podcast. It's Andrea, your host, and I'm so excited for you to meet today's guest, Vivian Valenzuela Malik. She is the Director of Admission Operations at Phillips Academy in Andover, and she runs an amazing Instagram account that you are going to want to check out right away, Andover Admissions. I've got a bunch of links in the show notes, but you guys, she runs an admissions Instagram account that has over 5,200 followers. She really has used Instagram to connect with a worldwide audience. She shares staff connections, student connections. She combines the posts on her page along with stories. You are going to get so inspired by the many ways that they use Instagram to connect. It's amazing. I can't wait for you to listen. So let's just get started. I'm your host, Andrea Gribble, founder of Hashtag Social School for EDU. I am here to train you and your staff to be social media storytellers so you can stand out from other schools, celebrate your students and staff, and reach thousands in your community every single day. This podcast is for school social media managers who care about their school and community and want to keep them connected. Every week on the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast, you'll learn simple, actionable strategies from top-notch guests. Their advice, along with my experience working directly with hundreds of schools across the country, will help you stop being overwhelmed and start truly enjoying your job. The school communicator community is incredibly giving and inspiring, and this is the place to meet them. Today's K-12 PR tip is about Instagram stories and asking your followers questions. Instagram stories is a great way to connect, but it's not just about pushing information out. You can actually get interaction from your followers by using the sticker icon and asking your followers questions. You can ask them anything. In the interview today with Vivian, she actually asked, "Hey, what are you grateful for?" And so they responded with a lot of responses, and then she was able to actually showcase those responses with some cool pictures that she found in her catalog of photos, and was really able to give a meaningful story, a connection with the followers. So my advice is this: get in with Instagram stories or any of your social media platforms and just try out some of the tools and see how they work. With Instagram stories, if it doesn't work, it's only up for 24 hours, so you don't have to worry, but you'll be amazed at the interaction and the engagement that you will gain from using tools like this. And if you love tips and tricks that I share in these podcast tips every week, you would love my new Social Media Secrets for Schools training. It's actually a video training that you can get for free. socialschoolforedu.com/secrets. There's also a link in the show notes. So now, without further ado, let's get talking to Vivian. Welcome to the podcast, Vivian. I'm so excited for you to be here.
Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. So I met you maybe a month or two ago at an event that our friend Brendan Schneider was doing, and I loved your energy and I loved everything that you were teaching. And I'm like, you got to be on my podcast. And now here you are.
Right back at you. I listened to your entire session before I gave mine, and I was stealing all of your ideas and then taking furious notes right before I had to talk.
Oh, so funny. Yes, absolutely. Well, why don't you introduce yourself, kind of share some of your background with our listeners?
Sure. So my name is Vivian Valenzuela Malik. I'm the Director of Admission Operations at Phillips Academy, which is better known as Andover. It's a 9 through 12th grade boarding school in Andover, Massachusetts. And this is my 22nd year working at Andover. And I've been running the admissions social media for a number of years now, in addition to my other jobs in the admissions office.
Yeah. And you guys aren't looking at Vivian right now. I can't believe that she's worked there 22 years. You probably started when you were like 10 years old, right?
Right. 10. No, 9.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you run the admissions Instagram account, and then does somebody else run the other social media that's run for the school?
Yes, we have a fabulous communications department at our school, and they run the main school account, and mine is more focused on the prospective family audience, although we work together a lot and share assets and strategies all the time. But mine's more admissions focused, theirs is more school-wide.
Okay. And can you tell us just a little bit? So you're 9 through 12 school. Yep. And I was just looking at your website, which is also fabulous. We're going to link up the website. We'll link up your Instagram accounts. We'll link up some of the school's social media. Okay. You guys have students from all over the world, right?
All over the 45 states, 54 countries. We have 1,150 students. It is definitely a school with students from all over the world.
So you, even before COVID hit, I mean, you were really trying to interact with a global audience, right?
Definitely. I think when I first started the admissions-focused Instagram, I was looking for a way to show prospective families a typical day in the life of a student at Andover. And so I would just walk around campus and take a pic. If I saw a kid playing outside or a teacher holding their class outside, I just might snap a picture and throw it up there. And then over the last few years, it's sort of taken on a life of its own. but my original goal, and actually it still is to show prospective families from all over the world what it's really like to go to school here, beyond the pretty pictures on our website and in our view books and things like that.
And I think, you know, most of the people listening to this, Vivian, will be running probably their Instagram page for their school. Mm-hmm. But I would say their goal would be very similar to yours, to really, you know, especially you're looking at your students and maybe your young parents, you want to give them that glimpse of what it's like to go to school at your school, right?
100%. And I think that I've also tried to make our admissions office accessible using this account, that we're not scary ogres who are sitting in judgment of 13-year-old students who are applying, that we're really approachable and you can DM me with questions. You can interact with us over Instagram, and hopefully that takes some of the temperature down of the application process, which I know is very stressful for a lot of young people and their parents.
Yeah. So I just want to share with you. So I've learned something about your admissions crew. And looks like one of your admissions people used to play on the USA hockey team.
Yes. My colleague, Jamie Hagerman Finney, won a bronze medal with the USA women's hockey team in Torino. And she's one of our varsity girls hockey coaches. And she's one of the most humble people I know. So she never talks about that.
Yeah, it was really great because you used her picture from when she was on the team. But with your little Instagram post, I learned a fun fact that she gave CPR to a puppy and it lived.
And it lived. Can you believe that? Yeah, that was, I'm doing fun facts about all of my admissions colleagues. And I thought obviously her fun fact would be that she won a bronze medal in the Olympics. But she chose to tell that story instead.
I love it. So you guys, just before this, we started on this podcast, I mean, I was just kind of scanning through Vivian's Instagram page, which you have to visit, but I'll link this specific post. She's introducing, you know, students and families to all of her staff members. And you know, the first is a picture, and then you've got some quotes that, like, what's your favorite question? What's your favorite part of working in admissions? But it's like, these are stories, Vivian, that you, using Instagram, have been able to tell. And I, again, like less than 5 minutes of scanning your page, I was able to grab that story. That's pretty powerful.
Thanks. I really, again, that's just a way to make us more approachable, right? We're not, as I said, we're not ogres who are sitting in judgment. We're real people. We love our jobs. We love working with students. And so I just wanted to show that to our families out there who are, you know, getting nervous for their upcoming interviews and whatnot, that we're real people who sometimes perform CPR on small animals.
That is awesome. I love it. Yeah. So your page already has over 5,200 followers. I know many schools would be like, I just want to have 5,200. And you, as the admissions office, have that. So when did you start running your Instagram account? Do you remember?
I think it was 5 years ago. It may have been six, but definitely five. And our school account, our main school account has 15,000. So I'm always trying to play catch up with them. So I think 5,000 is pretty good, but
it's awesome. And again, how many students do you have at your campus?
1,150.
Okay. And again, it's worldwide, but that many followers is amazing. I think that's great. So you've kind of already talked about it, but you know, why do you think social media is so important for your school and for schools all over, you know, today?
Well, I think that, you know, I surveyed our student body a while ago about how they interact with our school when they're applying. And, you know, we send them a pretty view book. And sometimes when I show that to the students, they're like, oh yeah, my mom read that. I think it's on the dining room table. And I show them, you know, I work with my communications colleagues and we show them our website and they're like, yeah, but we spent more time on your YouTube channel. And then they talked about Instagram and that's where kids live, right? We're trying to market to high schoolers and those kids live on social media, right? They're not really, they're there all the time. And so I'm trying to grab them where they are. And an increasing number of their parents are also living on Instagram, right? So we want, it's the easiest way for us to capture both. I think we used to have a very active admissions Facebook page, but that the engagement with that dropped off precipitously because even parents stopped having Facebooks, right? And we have a Twitter, but only cool people are on Twitter, like you and me. So none of the students are on Twitter, really. That's more like of a professional interaction. And so we can't catch students on Twitter. But with Instagram, that's the highest Venn diagram of both prospective students and their parents that are living on that social media channel. And we've gotten a lot of great feedback. So we keep putting more effort and resources into it.
And you have a very active channel and you use a combination of posts on your page and stories.
Yes.
So can you just kind of talk through your strategy on that?
Well, when stories like happened, the students here told me that that's where I need to be. And I should only post the prettiest pictures on the feed because they don't really like, I try to keep my pictures pretty authentic and not overly edited or too fancy, like, cause I want to show an authentic version of the school. And they said, Miss Malik, you should really just be using stories because that's all we care about. So whatever the kids tell me something is what they do. That's what I focus on. And when they added the questions feature to stories, I think a year or two ago, that was actually a new lane for me because I allow prospective families to ask me questions using questions. But this week with Thanksgiving break coming up, I decided to take a different bent and ask our community what they're most grateful for. So I'm using stories to share all of their responses. So using the little question box, using Instagram stories, I ask, what are you most grateful for? And they're all hitting me back with their answers. And most of the students are shouting out a particular favorite teacher, favorite faculty member, or favorite staff member, or a favorite place on campus, or just something that they're grateful for. And so I look in my library of photos and attach the response to the photo and just run a continuous story that way. And that way I can make it interactive. It's not just families passively intaking my feed, but students and families interacting with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then are you saving that on highlights under your gratitude post?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. So, you know, stories live for 24 hours, but you can add it to your highlights. And so people are going to be listening to this later. And that's why I asked Vivian.
We'll link
up that how you did this, because what I think is brilliant is you're asking what are you thankful for, but then when you actually, you know, you get that answer, you're posting that, but then you're grabbing a picture that you found of that person or like the dog, you guys got campus dogs and
yes.
All of that, and you're putting those in with the answers. And so there's just a, how much time do you spend on this, Vivian? That's what I got to ask. Like,
so usually, I mean, this is a pretty lengthy story. I wasn't expecting to have such great interaction. This has taken me a couple hours the past couple days, but
okay.
Usually I spend less than 10 minutes a day because I'm just taking one picture, doing one post or something, but this continuous story of gratitude was a couple hours, but I feel like it was worth it because, you know, everyone's working so hard. The students have sacrificed so much to be back here in the time of COVID that I think anything that spreads a little gratitude and positive spirit is worth the investment of time.
Yeah. And I think people are really like right now, they want to say what they're grateful for. We just shared an example of getting some things like a teacher shout out, basically, you know, giving thanks for the teachers. And one of our schools sent out a survey, and in less than 24 hours, they had over 100 responses.
Wow.
So it was just, and now I think she just told me yesterday, which had been like a little over 2 days, she had over 200. So I think, you know, people want to be able to say thank you to, you know, the staff, the students, the, you know, and educators, the leadership of working so hard. So sometimes you just have to ask the question, and you did that through stories and obviously had a great response.
My other favorite thing to do with stories is ask me anything, like from Reddit. So if you look at my highlighted stories, I did one on October, an AMA October 2020.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think about, I mean, I have an eighth grader myself, and I think about how people interact with admissions office. You can call the office to ask a question, or you can email the office to ask a question. And my 13-year-old would never call, nor would my 13-year-old ever email. So I do these Ask Me Anythings on Instagram stories so that a student can post a question and get a response, like any tips for the interview, or what's the most important part of the application, or they ask the most fun and random questions. But I feel like using Instagram stories is a good way to interact with your prospective students in a way that they actually know how and feel comfortable engaging with you, as opposed to picking up a phone or writing an email. Because I know basically no 13-year-old who would do either of those things.
Right. I have a 13-year-old too, and I would definitely agree with you. So you've got on your, on the feed itself, or your Instagram page, you know, a combination of pictures and videos, and, you know, what's some of your strategy, I guess, in regards to that? I even see like you have had a boot camp series where you were talking through like financial aid, those types of things. So.
Oh, sure. So we are, my admissions office is partnering with our communications colleagues, and we're shooting videos, application advice from the admissions office, and my colleagues from communications are helping me put them up on YouTube and then put them on Instagram TV or IGTV. So they're double linked. And so we wanted to just give out a video series, giving hints, tips, tricks, advice, do's and don'ts about the application process, in video format, because again, kids don't read email, right?
Right.
And parents a lot of times don't have time to read their email, even though they do. And so we're trying new ways to interact with our applicant pool in a method that they're used to. Like, kids are used to falling down a YouTube rabbit hole, right? Watching yep. funny videos of cats or celebrities or whatever it is. And so we wanted to sort of get into the video action, and less emails out about how to apply for financial aid, but more, here's a video about it. And it's less than 2 minutes long, and here you go. And we hope it's a little bit more digestible in that way.
Yeah. Awesome. So we talk about Instagram. It's where kids are at. Obviously, you've got a lot of interaction. What would you say to schools that are thinking about, well, our kids are spending a lot of time on TikTok? Have you done any TikTok dances yet, Vivian? And what are your thoughts on that?
So, like, to be honest with you, I have very little time to learn a new social media platform. And the kids are there. I don't know if as many parents are on TikTok, really. When you have limited time, as I do, I'd rather do one channel well rather than split my focus and not do something well. I did actually ask my students if we should get an admission TikTok, and they overwhelmingly said yes if they were younger, but the seniors were all like, no. and they said, don't try so hard, Miss Malik. So I kind of follow the lead of my students that, like, that is, you know, falls under the category, at least for my student population, as trying too hard. And just to stay in my lane. But I do actually have a student advisee who's helping me make TikTok-like videos that she's going to let me use and post on my Instagram as a reel, because Instagram now has the reels feature, which is their answer to TikTok. So she's helping me film them, and I'm just not going to try to do it the way that cool kids do. But I really do appreciate my students' honesty and feedback, that like taking that next step into their realm is too far. One step too far.
Yeah. Sometimes they need their own place, right? Because we've followed them to all of these places, but you've obviously developed a great relationship. Two things I just want to point out. One is, you know, you have limited time. So, you know, there's new things coming at us all the time. We can't just be like squirrel and try to go chase it, because it's not necessarily going to work. But the second thing is, Vivian, I can tell that you have an amazing relationship with your students. And that comes across in, you know, the way that you're able to use Instagram and that connection. And, you know, a lot of times we always talk about communications and all that. It all comes down to relationships. Mm-hmm. So can you talk about that? Like, I can sense that. They're saying, Miss Malik, you're trying too hard. Like,
well, I mean, I think it helps that I live on campus at a boarding school, right? I think it's harder for some marketing communications folks who aren't as literally living on the campus with the students. So I, in addition to working in the admissions office, I run a girls' dorm. I have 6 advisees, and I coach girls' lacrosse in the spring. And so I have these natural interactions with students. And as an admissions officer, I've also interviewed bunches of students over the years. So they've met me through this process. So I just try to maintain that relationship over the years. And so it's really easy to tap into the student body that way. But I think it's also important to go out and support students, no matter, even if you don't live on the campus or you don't work for a boarding school, like go to the school plays, go to the orchestra concerts, go to all the athletic contests, and start populating your feed with those things. And the kids really appreciate you being there and your support, and they love seeing themselves on Instagram, and especially their parents love seeing their children, except for the ones on the media restriction list.
yes,
their
don't
parents
do that.
Really love seeing them, their children on the feed as well, and so you kind of build that relationship that way.
Yeah, I love it. So when you talk about your students, and I know that you've actually involved some of your students in the storytelling.
Yes.
So, you know, can you kind of talk about how you've been able to use them?
So for the first few years, a little bit less so now, but for the first few years, I did a regular Tuesday takeover where I picked a student to do an Instagram takeover to show their actual day at Andover. And so they'd take a picture or a video from every class. They'd take a picture of them sitting at lunch with their friends. They'd sort of document their day in a photojournalistic style of what it's like. And I'd literally hand over a control of my account with a whole bunch of rules attached to it. and those were super popular because the prospective families could actually follow along and see, oh, that's what it's like to, you know, walk from building to building to go to class and then walk across campus to go to sports practice. And then I would always make sure that they, if it was a boarding student, that they did a good night post and show their dorm room. So you could see what it was like to live in one of our dorms. And they were truly, truly popular. It became like too much because it was every single Tuesday for a couple of years. And I know other schools still do them now, which is great. And I think my goal with the takeovers is probably to do them a little bit more targeted in the future. Like if something big is going on, like last year before COVID hit, there was a girl, a senior, who was directing her own dance show. So I had her do the takeover, and then she could show her dance show that she was directing at night. So we went through all her classes, lunch, dinner, and then her show. So it was more like a very specific kind of takeover as opposed to a general one.
Sure.
But those are fun. We get lots of good feedback about those.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, another challenge that we have right now with COVID definitely is, you know, campus tours. And I really liked your idea of doing like a story interactive kind of virtual type tour. So can you kind of explain your approach to that?
Sure. I will not take credit for that idea. That was actually my colleague. His name is Neil. He's a great, great teammate and colleague from our communications department. And he helps run the school's main social media channel. But we he put a GoPro on and he had his phone and he followed one of our head tour guides as she gave a tour of the campus. And then he put it on Instagram stories, but then also made it a highlighted story. So it lives on. It's on our main school account and it's also on our website. But it was an easy way to show a campus tour, again, in a medium that's approachable, to families who weren't able to visit our campus. Now, we actually filmed that in the fall of 2018, actually. Okay. but it lived on and we were so happy to have that this spring. When COVID hit and we didn't have, you know, we weren't able to invite newly admitted families to come to campus, but we said, here's this Instagram story tour you can take. It's what we can offer right now. And the best part about it was that it was free. Because we already owned a GoPro. The school already owned a GoPro. We didn't pay the student. We filmed it with an employee. And there's lots of schools trying to put together virtual tours now in the time of COVID, but I really think you should consider doing an Instagram story tour if you can, because it's free and it's fun.
It's free 99, right?
Free 99, that's right.
She confused me with that, everybody listening, because free sounds like three. Yes. So I'm just like, is it $3.99 or no, free, F-R-E-E, which we obviously love. So awesome. Do you know if that story is still saved on your school's page?
Yeah, I think it's still on under the Phillips Academy Instagram as a highlight story.
All right. So everybody, I'll make sure to link that in the show notes. And so you guys can see that as well. So just kind of as we wrap up, Vivian, because our time has flown by. I can't believe it. What's your best social media tip for schools? I mean, sometimes they're overwhelmed or whatever. I mean, what's some of your best social media tips?
My biggest tip is to involve the students as much as you can, because they'll tell you the real deal, whether something was good or not good, whether they thought it was cool or not cool. And they can also suggest things because they're the ones who consume this more than we do, right? So they're following all sorts of cool, musicians and artists and influencers. And, you know, my students are my best resource of social media tips. So I don't even... You are too. Don't get me wrong.
No, I agree. Get it from the kid. That's awesome.
And to allow them to sort of weigh in and not be afraid of their harsh criticism, because they're just being honest. And I love their honesty and openness. I also think just like try it, right? When the question sticker came out on the Instagram stories, and I was like, what is this? I don't know what this is. And then I put it on a story and I invited questions, and it was so popular. Right, to interact with me as an admissions officer in this medium, and I had no idea what I was doing, but I just noticed that Instagram released this new thing. So yeah. Go try. I mean, what's the harm? It's going to disappear in 24 hours. So
I agree.
It might not work, but definitely just don't be afraid to try things.
Yeah. And it looks like on your Instagram page, again, everybody's got to go see it. It's at Andover Admissions. But you don't use a lot of filters, it looks like. You're just using your pictures from, I'm assuming you're taking those with your phone?
It's all on my phone. Not a lot of filters. The sunset pictures, I do definitely filter a bit.
Okay. I'm looking at one now. It's beautiful. But
and sometimes when I put myself on there, I might try to make myself look younger. But, you know, other than that, they're straight up photos.
I love it. Yeah, you don't have to get too complicated, and it's just sharing those moments. I love it. Getting in there, having fun, experimenting, not being afraid to. It's only there for 24 hours, especially with the stories. So, Vivian, what's the best way for our listeners to kind of stay connected to you? I'm assuming maybe follow you on your Instagram page.
Oh, For sure, follow me on Instagram, Andrew Admissions with an S at the end, or Admissions 01810 on Twitter if you're on Twitter. I'm all over the Andover website, which is andover.edu. If you want to find me, ask questions, I'm happy to help.
That's great, because you guys are going to get so many ideas when you look at some of the different things you're either doing on stories or on the page itself and the posts and the getting to know you and the little quotes. And I love it. I've learned so much again. Thank you so much for spending time with us today, Vivian.
Thanks for having me on. It was so fun to talk to you. And thanks for all your ideas that you shared with me at the virtual conference.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're better together. We're figuring all of this stuff out as we go. And so thank you, listeners, for tuning in again. We will see you next time. And thanks so much. Bye, Vivian.
Bye. Have a good day.
That's it. That's a wrap. I hope you learned a lot from this episode of the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. Every week, I pick the brains of experts across the country to bring you the best tips and tricks to make your school social media shine. If you were inspired today, would you do me a favor? Hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And when you have a moment, please leave me a review. I just want to reach more social media rock stars, and your reviews help. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. But before I sign off, I have one more message for you. I know that you want to be a rock star social media manager for your school, but it's not that easy. In order to do that, you need training and support. But time and resources, they're scarce, which can be incredibly frustrating. I believe that social media should be the last thing that causes you stress. That's why I put together a free 3-part video series called Social Media Secrets for Schools. Each video, it's only 15 minutes long, and you'll learn the simple secrets behind social media for K-12 schools. I've trained thousands of schools across the country, and now all of my very best tips are available for you in this video series. Sign up at the link in the show notes of this episode. I can't wait for you to go through the training. Now, once again, I am your host, Andrea Gribble, and until next time, keep telling those stories.